Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I wanted to just come on and talk a little bit about encouraging one another, staying in touch, and reaching out for help when you need it. I have quite a few loved ones in my heart that I look out for and seek to encourage and empower every chance I get. And it made me think about how, you know, we have a tendency to want to take care of everyone else before we take care of ourselves. And I learned a few years back that it's not healthy to give so much of yourself that you can't see yourself in the joy that you create. And so when one of the young ladies that I support and love mentioned to me, she said, "Mom, do you ever think that it's possible that you take so much on by loving everyone else that it affects you and, you know, kind of creates more problems in your heart or in your health?" And I know that I do have a tendency to just love and put myself on the back burner. And so I try to remember that, but it also made me aware of the fact that she was worried about putting too much on my heart. And it made me love her even more than I already do. You know, and I do realize that I am usually the one that talks to the people that other people may not have time for or may not want to talk to. And it really can take a toll on your life. There were years ago, maybe 6-7 years ago, that I was just giving and giving and to certain people because I knew that they didn't have a support system or people weren't interested in necessarily speaking with them, you know, and some of them are people who have had issues in their lives. They could be people who've had mental health challenges, or they could be physically or mentally impaired. And I kind of took it on as, okay, this is the one thing I could do. And at one point it really did take a lot out of me. And so I had to pull back. And what I learned was that balance is important. If I could find a way to balance my self-care and the people that I love and the ones who need a little special care, then, you know, it would have been just perfect. And so I'm always looking for ways to find that balance. And, it's a challenge. And I figure if it's a challenge for me, knowing that it is important, that it might be a challenge for you if you're not aware of or thinking about the importance of it. And so, you know, one of them is a family member who has a fantastic memory for certain things. And yet he has some challenges that make it quite interesting to talk with him. And so I love him. I've never met him. He's a distant cousin, but it's just phenomenal to me that, you know, through connectivity, we can meet people. And so since I'm often shut in with my health challenges, you know, I was like, well, you know, I can do this. But sometimes that daily call, was just a little too much, right? And so people who are challenged sometimes don't realize how much they are putting on other people. And it's hard. But because they are people who sometimes have special needs or different needs, I kind of pushed my needs back. But I learned the importance of balancing those needs. And so the best thing I can say for you is if you are someone who is loving people who have different challenges and different needs, is to look for the balance. You know, don't get burnout, you know, and also don't pull back and think that you are causing a problem for someone who is trying to love and support you. I also touched bases with a friend a couple of months ago who shared with me that she had had a nervous breakdown. And, you know, we had been out of touch for maybe, we had been out of touch for years. And it made me realize that sometimes we miss being the support that we need to be for other people, because they don't ask. And so my simple thought for you today is to check in with the ones you love. You know, if they are strong people and you think they don't need any help, that's fine. If they are, people who have occasionally had a fall and you've had to be there to reach out a hand, that's fine too. What my point to you is that we cannot afford to shut anyone out of the community, whether they are visually impaired, physically impaired, or mentally impaired, or some people are not even so communicable. They they don't have the ability to speak, but they may be able to have other ways to communicate with you. And sometimes, you know, you're that person that connects and helps them break out of that circle. And so, you know, sometimes it's a short call and you just say, hey, I've got a few minutes. I just want to check in, see how you're doing. And that alerts the other person, you know, that maybe they don't have, can't tell you everything, but they can tell you what they need. Or they might be able to say, you know, I need a little more than a few minutes. Can we talk now and then talk a little bit later? You know, whatever that looks like for you and the people that you want to love and support, make it happen. And in addition to that, I've run across people who almost don't feel like they have a right to ask for your love or your support for whatever reason that is. And it's usually because they have their own issues that they haven't dealt with. And so, you know, my motto is to just keep going and to do your best to love the people who come into your lane. I believe God puts people into our lives for a reason. And it's up to us to, you know, make that choice to lend a hand, to lend an ear, or to otherwise engage in people. And, you know, sometimes you do have to love people from a distance. I've shared that with you in the past, because I'm a proponent of that. I don't think you love so much that you don't have enough to love yourself. And so in the same vein, I want to make sure that you are giving yourself the time and energy you need to be healthy, to be happy, to, you know, do the things you love, and to build more joy into your life. So I am going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Find the balance in your life. Connect to the people that you love. And if there's been some people that you've lost touch with, check on them. If there have been people in your life that are, you know, parents, cousins, siblings, whatever it is, and you've had a falling out, extend an olive branch. Just check on them. Make sure they're okay. Send a note. Let them know that you love them. Protect your space. And make sure that you are not losing yourself as you care for the ones you love. All right? Until we speak again, be well. Goodbye.